2074.
Hi, I wasn't sure what happened. It seemed like I lost you. I didn't know if you heard what I last said.
I don't think I did quite catch what you said. Was he able to give you information as far as, like, does he have a phone that he can call? We are sending for police to see if they can assist him in order to get home.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying I was concerned because I thought he seemed like maybe he was having a lapse of memory and had a bag with a lot of prescriptions in it. But he did give me his ID now, which is the same name and the address that I told you. I do know where 2 Pounds Drive is on the 47 if you want me to try to take him there, or I can just wait for the police like you said.
Okay, well, if you know where it is and you feel comfortable taking him, go ahead and do so. That way, you know, it'll make it less, you know, of a wait for him to get home if you're willing to do it. Just let me know if you have any problems with him finding his home at that point.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the address that you gave me, it looks like it's Kaiser Road and 2 Ponds Drive. It's one side of the road is Northwest Graff Street, and then the east side of the road is 2 Ponds Drive off of Kaiser Road.
So I remember that stop, 2 Ponds, right before you turn left, going on Springfield. Is it Springfield? Sorry, I can't remember the name. But before you go to the campus there. So do I stop there and let him off, or what should I do from that point?
Yes, it's actually right there on the corner of Kaiser Road and 2 Ponds Drive, and it's just south of Springville. So, yeah, it should be right there. He should be able to see his address from Kaiser Road at 2 Ponds Drive.
Okay, and I can help direct him if he needs. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thank you for helping him out. When you get him dropped off there, just please send a ready for service so that we know that you're all right.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. At 12:43.